Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Bengals at Browns. 3, 2, 1.
Browns.
Browns.
Change that mic?
Yep. Yeah. Yes, thank you.
Redskins at Packers. 3, 2, 1.
Packers.
Packers.
The man's not crazy.
Thank you.
Silent night, holy night. Mike is last. Strategy won't work.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
So Oscar and I were having an argument before the show started about this piece of content, and we really just started babbling back and forth, and I said we have to do this on the air, so
right.
We decided to bring it onto the air. And I'll tell you what, Oscar, what I didn't get to was I just was on the online today, and I happened to see some of the quotes from Michael Vick and then some of the pictures from that, and I realized that the quote and the pictures are in the past, but this concerns, to the best of my knowledge, something I'm not completely versed on, but it's they're going to make him an honorary Pro Bowl captain, mm-hmm. the NFL. Is that what they're going to do? And now there are online petitions.
Obviously, there's backlash there for Ron Mexico hitting the field again.
And I said, do you think we should touch that? And, I hate to – sometimes it's just I can't help myself because I'm looking at that and going – As a dog person who has a dog, and used to have two when I talk about Beluga, but man, it's impossible to go back and look at that and hear about that and read about that and then read some quotes about that, which was a really harsh quote about him losing effing millions about with the dogs and not get pissed again,
right?
And not get I think that there are certain crimes, the way I look at it. That, you know, first of all, I should say, I believe he did his time, right? He did his time, and that's fine. Paid his price legally.
Yes. Yeah, and as then, determined but by the system.
As you determined know. By the system. I guess the way I feel about it is there are certain things that you do as a human being that, unfortunately... or fortunately, you will carry with you because of the horrific nature of what was done. And that's the way I feel about it. I read about that and I instantaneously, a guy robs a bank.
Mm-hmm.
A guy puts, he does his time. He gets out. He's straight. Come over for dinner. Have a cocktail. A guy is Bernie Madoff and ruins hundreds and hundreds of families, wipes out their savings. You're that's horrific. It
right.
should stick, you know?
What about murder at a in your early 20s and you
it depends on the murder.
It depends on the circumstances.
If you're in a bar fight and you give a guy a right cross and he hits his head on the table and he dies, it's different than, you know, going out and being premeditated.
And also self-defense, like horrific. A murder in self-defense is very different than a moneyed, privileged person abusing animals.
But look, there's no excusing Michael Vick's actions in the past. What I want, I guess, to highlight to our listeners, and this is why we're having that back and forth before the show, is that the Pro Bowl is so meaningless to the NFL itself, where they almost canceled that game because people don't go and play in it. Superstars don't because they don't want to take the risk for the $50,000 to $100,000 they're paid to play in it. It is so meaningless in the grand scheme of the NFL that the fact that we're fighting and arguing about Ron Mexico being an honorary captain for true sports fans means nothing.
Ron Mexico. But
that was the herpes thing, right?
Medication, I believe.
When he went in for herpes, Michael Vick.
Got his prescriptions made out to Ron Mexico. But Oscar, what I think
is... Because he had herpes.
Even if it is meaningless, so-called, to the NFL, it is still part of the NFL dynasty. They didn't cancel it. They're still playing it. It's not meaningless to fans because it's another game they can watch. And it is a it's a highlight of their season. It's not the game that week.
It's not anymore. But I'm telling you, it's not anymore because they actually moved the game. This is how unimportant the game is.
Why does that even matter?
Because they're making it seem
Why does it matter that they don't get ratings for the game?
They're making it seem like you're bringing him on the halftime show for the Super Bowl, and you're going to show him off to the world and honor him.
Well, you are still showing him off and honoring him.
Nobody cares about the Pro Bowl. If you're a sports fan, nobody cares about it.
It's still the only game on that week.
No, it's not. It actually isn't.
It's still the NFL.
Yeah.
It's still honorary.
The all-encompassing, control the agenda, NFL.
So you're saying it's okay that they're doing it because nobody cares about the game? It's
the man paid his price, both financially and within, I guess, though it would be the public purview of him being a pariah. And now we're going to bring it back up again after he's already paid his price. We've all done dumbass before that we regret. A lot of it that we've done is on tape.
What if the American Men's Lacrosse League honored Adolf Hitler?
Can I just say this?
Yeah.
This is a real look behind the curtain. Huh? Oscar is sacrificing himself for the show today.
Yeah, I told Mike. I said, if we all agree.
We all agree.
Then it's not going to be good radio.
Oscar, by the way, agrees with us. He's really selling it. He's really selling it. But he agrees. He agrees. You know.
And, I agree with that.
Yeah.
But I think you both don't understand,
I stand
by the fact that the Pro Bowl is a nothing game, and we shouldn't care about this. As, by the way, we should not care about the Peloton commercial that people are going crazy about.
These petitions that are being circulated about Michael Vick,
the herpes petitions,
include a quote. And listen, I don't know when the quote was given. Probably after he got out of the joint.
Right.
He said, yeah, fine. I killed the dogs. I hung them. I slammed them. I killed all of them. I lost effing millions all over some effing dogs.
Okay, that
I don't know when that came out. I don't know, but
it was
if he
in
lost
his
effing millions.
Early 20s when this happened.
Yeah.
We all have done terrible things in our early 20s. We just didn't have disposable income to start a dog fighting ring.
That's
we just didn't have it.
He's going to get so much crap for this.
That. I'm serious. You got to let people pay their penance. I remember being on the radio
telling you that that's all well and good, but there are certain things you do. I don't care if you're 15 or you're 65.
Okay, look.
There's certain things you do. Unfortunately.
You diddle a boy. You can never get past that. I get that. All right?
Murdering, that's terrible. But what about Santos?
What?
You're a dog owner now.
Yeah, I've had multiple dogs. I'm lucky if they live to 13, 14 years old. I love it. And I'm sad when they pass. And if that was a world that Santos was born into, that would be absolutely terrible. But
he'd be a horrible fighting dog.
Oh, he'd be out soon. He's got a glass jaw.
The idea of putting the animals in a ring and if they did not perform to expectations, they would be murdered.
Right.
In the most horrific way possible, hanging, electrocution, slamming, which to me is just... I can't imagine. I can't even imagine. That to me is, you paid your dues. Should you be incarcerated for the rest of your life? There are people that would say yes. I say that there are legal parameters that, yes, from that standpoint, from the legal definition, you paid your debt to society. From the PR standpoint and the image, because you were a public figure that did this, who had no need to do it, none whatsoever, other than being an idiot in your 20s and hanging around with the wrong people, it is completely and utterly fair that stigma stays with you for the rest of your life. That doesn't bother me in the slightest. I don't consider, because at the same time, I think I might have said this, he paid his dues, I don't think it should have been life imprisonment, and... You know, but if you have remorse for that, and I think he has had press conferences where he showed a lot of remorse.
He's gone out of his way. When he re-entered the league, he went on the apology tour, and he continues to apologize for this.
And he was able to get back into the league.
But it makes me feel, this whole situation makes me feel like locking Al Capone up for tax evasion or getting OJ for stealing his memorabilia. There is some consequence to what he did, And I guess it's legally equitable because he did, quote, serve his time. Right. But in my eyes, it's not enough because it's not so much a legal issue as it's a social issue and an emotional issue. And it's his wiring's flawed if he did that.
Okay, but
yeah, and regardless of coming out and saying I'm remorseful, sometimes you never. I guess I side with the dog lovers out there who all will always think of him that way because
I don't think if you disagree with the current situation where people are in an uproar because he's being named an honorary captain for the Pro Bowl, that if you're okay with that, that doesn't mean you're not a dog lover. I'm a dog lover, but I still also am okay with the fact that he made his mistakes and paid his price, and now he's hoping to come out on the other side.
But let me explain this to you. I'm fine with Michael Vick paying his dues, and if he wants to go make a living in the coaching area or in the
broadcast
where I'm not
realm.
Okay is the stupidity of anybody that thought you're going to put the spotlight back on this guy. You can't.
He's been
NFL thinking?
You can. You both don't know. He already works for, he's already worked for broadcast outlets as a personality on television.
That's the same thing, but it's different than giving him any kind of accolade. You blew it. You gave that up. You forego that. That's just the way it is. You get, you know, it's just that type of crime. I understand. By the way, I don't think it's fair to Michael Vick either to give him this honor.
No.
Because look at the spotlight being put back on him. I'm sure he's not thrilled
about
that.
Do you think the NFL, it's a well-run organization. They have all the money and all the attention. Are they trying to manufacture a moment when he's introduced of silence and outrage and making the Pro Bowl more viewable because there's a controversy there?
I wouldn't
no,
give
they
him
don't
that,
want this.
I wouldn't give him credit for that much sophistication.
And look, what's underlined for me here, and we talked on air while we were on WJFK before at Flip Formats at nauseam.
Great station.
What?
I love the echo in here now.
What about
your applause? Sounds like
what
a sound check.
About the logic that this dog fighting was socioeconomic and cultural for Michael Vick and his family and friends growing up? What about that?
And then he was
rehabilitated after the fact to realize this is not right. This is nothing we should be ever been a part of. And he paid a big price for a long time.
Oscar's referring to the culture of this dog fighting that went in, that went on in inner cities around America. That and you're saying you're almost giving me the he didn't know better defense. And that's a tough question. I didn't walk in those shoes. I don't know what it's like. But if it does fall under the gate, look, there are certain things that are wrong when you see them.
Yeah.
And they're wrong when you see them
right away. When I'm in Bolivia, when I used to go when I was younger, when I'm 10 years old and I walk around the corner.
I miss those days.
And there's a cockfight going on in my mom's pueblo, right?
Mm-hmm.
And on the corner. I look at that.
Sounds like a sentence from a Spanish textbook.
There is
a cockfight.
I'm 10
in my
years
mother's
old.
Pueblo.
And you see all these guys, these motorcycles in the plaza, and this is what's happening. I, at that point, as a 10-year-old, thought it was weird and strange, and I asked my mom about it. And she, not because she's an animal hater, was like, that's just what they do on Saturdays.
The cockfighting. I don't think it's the same thing. Are you trying to draw?
I'm saying from my side, I know enough that I grew up in this country. Like,
trying to draw a parallel between that and dogfighting in the?
I'm talking about the social,
the culture,
the culture.
No, because I think that you could probably make a case, and I don't know because I'm not an expert, that cockfighting in Bolivia was much more of an accepted activity, like bullfighting in Spain.
Dogfighting has never been embraced.
Which is being banished, by the way.
Bullfighting.
Bullfighting.
Yeah, which it should be. It's terrible. It's horrible. I mean, it's like it's evolution. It's becoming more evolved.
It used to be part of people's culture. They said this is
art. I think frankly there was if you're going to dive in, and by the way, that would be a fine defense if you were talking about he did this when he was a kid,
right?
And he did this in a very bad neighborhood where there was peer group pressure and all that. He didn't do it that way. He had a farm, practically a kennel system out at his house, his multi-million dollar house.
Mike, I'm not saying that he did it the same way he would have done it when he was younger. What I'm saying is there is a school of logic that says this is what he thought was okay when he was younger. So when he had money, he actually upgraded that the sport for himself and his friends because that's what they did growing up.
Yeah, I think it's look.
Still, I think there's a wiring flaw.
I think you or anyone else from the inner city, Asian, black, white, doesn't matter what race you are, you would walk into that environment and 99.9% of human beings would be horrified at what they were seeing. Hmm. And I'm not talking about the dogfighting per se, because the dogfighting per se would be one thing.
I don't think people see behind the scenes.
This is fighting to animals that are kept as pets by and large to the death. And then if they did not perform, this is the part that I can't, that I can't abide. The dogs are executed.
I don't want to in a horrible way. Yeah, I don't want to live in a world where this is okay for anybody. I'm just, if we're talking about this one individual.
I just don't think there are any excuses for that type of behavior. And he did pay his legal price, but I have no sympathy for the fact that this hangs with him for the rest of his life. That's the punishment. That's why you got to get that inner government to say, this is wrong. I shouldn't be part of this. And because there's a difference between attending a dog fight and murdering a dog. And taking part in the murdering of a dog.
He's certainly at the top level of the problem. There's not, there's nothing above it.
Yeah, you know I'm right.
I'm a dog lover. And I'm just giving you my point of view.
How do you feel about, for example, when Eli Manning burned down that orphanage? Do you think he should live with that?
You're talking about the swan song of Eli Manning, if we're on the NFL. Mm-hmm. I hate to when we go all sports and we're going to be picking
all
our games today.
All the time.
But the Monday night game, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to see some real entertainment, I believe it's going to be the return of Eli Manning against the Philadelphia Eagles. Ho, ho!
He has a ticket?
Big blue.
Big blue.
The only thing we have to be excited about in the system. To make a long story, look, you're hearing it. I'm seeing it. Yeah. It's all over the place. What is your Peloton thing you wanted to talk about?
Okay. Now, Peloton, for full disclosure, is a sponsor of this show.
Yes.
But they are now embroiled in a...
Great word.
In a controversy. And maybe you've seen the commercial, maybe you haven't, Mike. It's the commercial for the bike itself where you have this wonderful couple. You don't know if they're married or not. The husband or boyfriend gets her a Peloton bike.
They're certainly lovers.
She's already fit, the young lady. Mm-hmm. And she's chronicling her journey through the Peloton on how she started riding a couple times a week and then every day.
It's
and
a full year, right?
And challenge herself through the year. And then at the end of the year, showing her boyfriend, lover, whatever it may be, thank you so much. Like, it's changed the way that I look at my life and exercise. It's given me an opportunity to do so. And my overall wellness is in a better place. Now, not 24 hours later, there is a backlash to this commercial saying that we are not fat shaming, but fit shaming these individuals or this young lady that actual commercial says, yeah, sure. Your husband loves your wife. Your boyfriend loves your girlfriend. Get her a bike because she should be fitter. And I'm sitting here saying that commercial is not about that. That commercial is literally about, hey, if somebody doesn't have enough time to go to the gym and work out and you got them a bike at home that, by the way, is not cheap and is state of the art and they love it, why not? It's a great gift. If it's for the greater good and the greater well-being of your partner, male or female.
I have not seen the ad.
Why not?
I have not seen the ad.
And people are going so far that people want to do a wellness check on the lady in the commercial.
They're way overboard.
She's an effing actress.
But she does.
She was cast.
She does look very fit. And it's amazing that the 1 year seems to go by in about a week.
Yeah, but I'm saying, did you
see? By the way, if it was President Santana in the White House, that would be a requirement to have a Peloton bike in every home.
Yeah, according to the secretary.
Only for the women, though.
The secretary of Peloton is a new cabinet post created by our president.
First time ever rode a Peloton.
Well, you've watched the commercial. What's your impression of the commercial?
I saw the commercial. I thought it was genius. It was even before this controversy came out.
The lady is adorable.
Is she?
She's a smoke show. She's a smoke show.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She's hot. She comes home from a long day at work.
Is it a before and after type picture?
No, she's hot the entire time. Yeah,
and she doesn't really change through the commercial. That's the thing. If she started out like Chrissy Metz and ended up like this girl, then you've really got something.
So the social justice warriors out there that have a Twitter account that are attacking this company, you don't realize that it's just a commercial. Not everything's going to be perfect. And maybe that commercial isn't for you. It's certainly not for me.
So fit shaming would be shaming somebody who's not fit enough.
Like she needed to lose those extra 5 pounds she could be happy. That wasn't the message. That's how it's being taken.
What if the Peloton commercial was redone and the person on the bike is Michael Vick?
Well, I mean, Michael Vick's
being chased by dogs.
No, the dog's on a treadmill next to him.
No. There's a picture on the Peloton of the dogs chasing him because it has a big screen.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, it's like a virtual thing.
So he's actually working out that
we're going to run over. We have lots
just,
to do
just quick,
today,
quickly, quick, quick question.
Yes.
Matty Masiello, I know you hate TV and everything pop culture. Have you seen that commercial?
That's Matty.
I have not, but okay. I feel like I have now.
Okay.
We saved you the time.
When you see someone working out in a commercial, do you feel like, man, that's really inspiring me, or this is for me, or anything like that?
Not even a little.
See?
Yeah.
That's me.
They're not going to put...
But not everyone has the wisdom of a Masiello.
That's very true.
That's what I'm saying. Are we that...
I would venture to say no one has the wisdom of a Masiello.
Are we that myopic in our view that a fitness company can't put out a commercial without effing realizing that they want to...
I know why the pro. I've immediately solved it. 13 seconds in, I've identified the problem.
What? She's a brunette, not a blonde.
The expression on the woman's face. Oh. The reason they're doing a wellness check. The whole commercial. This is your look. Am I okay? Am I okay? That's what the problem is.
She just did a spin class. She's exhausted.
This is before the spin class.
Oh, she came home from a long day's work. Dual economy. Yeah. Must be nice. Yeah.
What do you suppose she does for a living?
It's the eyebrow position. The eyebrows are like this the whole time, going like this. I don't want to, you know. Right?
Yes.
She's the whole time. Like,
as help I said, me. It's
from the writer's room, Mike, in the other room.
Yes.
Nobody would be complaining if the commercial was about Carrie getting one for Rob with 2 B's.
No one would complain at all. And that's the double standard that we have in the United States of America. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, that's it. We have solved all the world's problems.
Thank you, Mike.
Right there. Thank you very much, and God bless America. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Oh, no.
Hello.
Oh, no.
You the Bony. New butler? Well, it's been a long time since I've been the new anything.
What's happened to Hudson?
I guess
he's changing.
Yeah, he does that a lot, doesn't he? I'm David Bowie. I live down the road.
Oh.
Sir Percival lets me use his piano when he's not around. He's not around, is he?
I can honestly say I haven't seen him, but come on in.
Are you related to Sir Percival?
Well, distantly, yeah.
Oh, you're not the poor relation from America, right?
Gee, news sure travels fast, doesn't it? I'm Bing.
Oh, I'm pleased to meet you. You're the one that sings, right?
Well, right or wrong, I sing either way.
Oh, well, I sing too.
Oh, good. What kind of singing?
Well, mostly the contemporary stuff. Do you like modern music?
Oh, I think it's marvelous. Some of it really fine. But tell me, you ever listen to any of the older fellas?
Oh, yeah, sure. I like John Lennon and the other one with Harry Nilsson.
Ooh, you go back that far, huh?
Oh, yeah, I'm not as young as I look.
None of us is these days.
In fact, I've got a 6-year-old son, and he really gets excited around the Christmas holiday thing.
Do you go in for any of the traditional things in the boy household Christmas time?
Oh, yeah, most of them, really. Presents, tree, decorations, agent sliding down the chimney.
What?
I was just seeing if you're paying attention. Actually, our family do most of the things that other families do. We sing the same songs.
Do you?
I even have a go at White Christmas.
You do, huh?
And this one. This is my son's favorite. Do you know this one?
Oh, I do indeed. It's a lovely thing.
This is Wade Byard, the public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
There is a subset of the audience that's just going to, just that alone.
Yep.
Is just going to bring them. That is, would you say that's bordering on Mommy Dearest kind of joy when you play that? Just the David Bowie.
It
phoniness.
Gives me an electric feeling all throughout my body. I get to play it once a year, and man, I savor it. And if I said
it's
I did.
It's so weird.
I listened
it's
to it
so weird.
Three times yesterday.
I watched it. Did you? You've seen I Take It on Funny or Die. The John C. Reilly, Will
Ferrell.
Yeah,
that makes me want
version.
To. That makes me want to cancel Christmas.
But John C. Reilly is funny where he does the headshot. I'm Bing.
I know.
Just weird, and they do it verbatim.
It's such
right?
a weird
they,
notion. Yeah,
it's just very, very strange. Very strange.
I hate Will Ferrell.
By the way, that. But he does a good David Bowie in that.
Yeah,
the. What we're referencing is the David Bowie, Bing Crosby, Drummer Boy
yeah.
song that was on one of Bing's specials, I take it.
His
was,
last it was special, it was called Bing Crosby's Merry, M-E-R-R-I-E, Old Christmas, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Bing. And it's just weird and awkward, and I don't get it, but it makes
I mean,
me laugh for some
Do you want to hear,
reason.
Listen, this is, I mean, they do it verbatim. Listen how much that it really does sound like it. Oh, I'm sorry.
I see. I knew that was coming.
I didn't.
You shoehorned that one in. Bad.
Got me. He got me.
Bad.
Bad. Bad. Only 20 days. Yeah. That's less than two dozen.
Bad.
Here he comes. Here he comes.
Only got 20 days more. There he goes.
Hi there. Time's a fleeting. You better get busy.
Okay, I'm fleeting. No one really says that.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show from Leavenworth, Washington to Mustang Ridge, Texas. Patterson, Louisiana, Bishopville, Maryland, Lee's Summit, Missouri, and Ankara, Turkey. We are on the air and happy to be with you. The show today brought to you by one of my favorite products in the whole wide world. I was showing it to a bunch of friends yesterday, showing my snowy Maine house, and it was great to see the reaction because a lot of people don't realize how wonderful this technology is. The holiday season can be a whirlwind of deliveries, visitors, and holiday travel, so it's the best time of the year to upgrade your doorbell and keep an eye on your home no matter where the holidays take you.
Yes.
You've all seen the videos with people talking to somebody who doesn't belong on their front porch, and they bust them, and it's great. If there's a package delivery or a surprise visitor, Ring helps you stay connected to your home from anywhere. I have the Ring floodlight cam, so I keep track of my home while I'm in Florida. I check it three times a day. If you're on the go this season, whether it's across town or across the country, it doesn't matter. You can check in anytime. Anytime. And I have to say, the Ring technology and just the way this works is flawless.
It's it is.
Always there for you.
Mm-hmm.
I never have issues with it. I love the product, and I can't scream it loud enough. If you want to get a Ring of security around your house, you get the Ring doorbell, you get the floodlight cam, which, by the way, is motion-activated. I can turn a light on from
yes.
thousands of miles away. I can talk to anybody that's on my back deck. If somebody's appearing to be doing something untoward, I can activate an alarm. It's just amazing. As a TMOS listener, you have a special holiday offer on a Ring starter kit. Take advantage of this.
Do
available
this.
Right now. A Ring video doorbell, motion-activated floodlight cam. The starter kit has everything you need to build that ring of security around your home. No matter what the holiday season brings, with Ring, you're always home. Just go to ring.com/TMOS. That's ring.com/TMOS. Additional terms may apply. Love Ring.
And glad also to, keep that in mind. The Ring doorbell has a starring feature in today's audio vault. Really cool tape.
Ooh,
you're going to love.
Mm-hmm. Very, very excited. All right. Should we get it out of the way? Get our football picks?
Let's do this.
Yeah, let's do that. And let's bring in Nicholas and find out what's going on. Is Nicholas going to join? Is St. Nicholas going to be joining us this week?
Oh, yeah. Jolly old St. Nicholas Diamond.
That's very, very.
We're going to get him on the phone right now.
Mads Masiello's here.
I have not done any advance work on my list here as I'm looking. And there they are. There they are playing the Packers. Blah, 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 boo. Mm. They're going to be at Redskins going to be at Lambeau Field. That should be problematic.
Hi,
that's
I'm
for
Bing.
Sure. Bing. We got Nikki yet? Just give me the thumbs up when we do. Yes, sir. Is he still having his Minute Maid orange juice. I know I sprung this on you at the last minute there, but you said he was ready to go, and I figured I'd get it out of the way, or I might forget it.
Dialing him up now. We should have him in just a minute. The commissioner is here.
Hello.
Hi, Maddie. Maddie, I'm very excited. It's the week where I change my strategy.
I'm excited for you, Mike.
Catch Rob and Oscar, and Nicholas is down there. St. Nicholas, how are you, Nicky Diamond?
Yes, tis the season, gentlemen. Hello, hello, hello.
That's wonderful. You know, Nicky, I know it's probably a little premature, but you got any big plans for the Christmas holiday? Anything you're going to be doing special?
Well, I'm, getting the caroling group back together. That's always exciting. The St. Nick Six. Going to be a good time.
The St. Nick Six. That's really
awesome. Play all the hits, Mikey, all the hits.
What's your favorite one to sing, Nick?
Well, you know, I get a little teary-eyed every time I sing that Silent Night. It just takes me somewhere, Spurlock.
Yeah, I hear you. That's a good
Spurlock.
One.
I just wait for him to say Spurlock. Let's begin, and then we'll get Nikki's picks. Maddie Masiello, what are the games you have? You know what? I'll tell you something. Sometimes I wish I could pull that curtain all the way back, but me love Nikki. Long time. Anyway, Maddie, go ahead. Lay him on it. He takes whatever. He stands in that batter's box, Ross.
Oh, he does.
He's a professional.
And just single, 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 occasional triple. Maybe once in a while he hits one over the fence.
Love when he goes into the stands, though.
Great batting average. All right.
When he strikes out. That's my
Maddie, lay him on us. Go ahead.
Week 14. We have Cowboys at Bears. 3-2-1.
Cowboys.
Bears.
I know what you're doing.
Panthers at Falcons. 3-2-1.
Panthers.
Falcons.
Colts at Buccaneers. 3-2-1.
Colts.
Buccaneers. Oh, I'm sorry. I want to change mine to the Colts.
Okay. It's not too late.
Dolphins at Jets. 3-2-1.
Jets.
Dolphins.
Oh, 49ers at Saints. 3-2-1.
49ers.
Saints.
Lions at Vikings. 3-2-1.
Vikings.
Lions.
Broncos at Texans. 3-2-1.
Texans.
Broncos.
Ravens at Bills. 3-2-1.
Ravens.
Bills. Ravens.
Bengals at Browns. 3-2-1.
Browns.
Bengals. Browns.
I changed that mic?
Yep. Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
Redskins at Packers. 3-2-1.
Packers.
Packers.
The man's not crazy.
Chargers at Jaguars. 3-2-1.
Chargers.
Chargers.
Jaguars.
Steelers at Cardinals. 3-2-1.
Cardinals.
Steelers.
Cardinals.
Tennessee at Raiders. 3-2-1.
Titans.
What is the name of the Raiders. Tennessee team, Maddie?
Tennessee Tennesseans.
Tennessee, that's not right. Come on.
Raiders.
Okay.
Raiders.
Chiefs Robot. At Patriots. 3-2-1.
Patriots?
Chiefs.
Seahawks at Rams. 3-2-1.
Seahawks.
Rams.
Oh, damn.
And Giants at Eagles.
Giants.
Oh, okay. 3-2-1.
I want to say Giants to mess with you, but Eagles.
Giants.
Eagles, Eagles.
All right.
Ooh, Giants.
Archie Manning's going to have a talk with his son.
That's right. Burn down the orphanage.
By the way, I mentioned it earlier in the week what my strategy was going to be. If you figured it out during those picks, congratulations. And now on to the – thank you, Maddie. And now on to the main man himself, Nicholas Diamond from Pahrump, Nevada. Nicky, lay him on us, my friend.
Thank you. First of all, I'm very excited about this Spurlock Bermuda boy. There's this battle here. It's one ahead for Spurlock.
Yeah.
Tight.
Yeah. Yep.
Tight.
Let's see what happens.
Frazier.
Let's see what happens.
Ability to fight. Bermuda boy. I mean, I got a Spurlock. I mean, this kid, he grew up every day reading Tony Kornheiser, just wearing his Joe Theismann jersey. This guy is a football lover. He couldn't get enough of it. He
Love
studied
it.
The stats, the box scores. That was into the analytics. The fact that you're only one game behind this savant, this football genius, this jock, this big skin lover. It's amazing, Bermuda boy, being
Thank
from
you.
Bermuda. And
Thank
all
you,
that.
Nikki.
It's a moment to savor, I tell you what.
Very exciting.
It really is quite the battle here. It's amazing. By the way, if you're doing really well, Spurlock, which is hopeful, considering you've actually bet no real money. It's just a waste of your talent. I mean, why would you want to win that much without actually winning any money? I don't understand. Whatever.
I do it for the love of the game, Nikki, for the love of the game.
I can't fathom that. I'm all about the dollar bill, my friend. The carry, your sleeper of the week, you snooze. You win, baby. Hey, this kid, he's finally healthy. Darius Geis, the Washington Redskins, the hottest team in the NFC East. They're going to win the division. It's possible. Don't get crazy. But they will play Green Bay. Geis, good running back. Second year, finally healthy. 100 yards and a touchdown. It's going to happen. Put it on the board. The Burrow, it's a shirt. Oh, I like that. The Burrow, it's a sure thing, baby. The Niners versus the Saints, the game of the weekend. I say the Niners, they almost beat Baltimore. But this week, they go to New Orleans, and they do beat the Saints in a slight upset. I say Niners over the Saints. It's a sure thing. And your diamond pick of the week. We often make fun of this guy, but I say he's a damn good quarterback. Kirk Cousins will light up the Lions. They are dead. The Vikings are back. They're going to go to the Super Bowl. Kirk Cousins, 300 yards. Three touchdowns. It's a sure thing. Light him up.
Thank you.
Holy night. Mike is last. Strategy won't work. Merry Christmas.
Thank you,
Merry
Nikki.
Christmas, Nick.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye. That's it. Those are our picks, ladies and gentlemen. We will take a break, and I'll tell you what else is stressing me out when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Candles burning low.
The holidays are here. It's a special time filled with friends, family,
shopping, cooking, rapping,
stale TV specials, and
rigging up the lights.
It's enough to make you go stark raving mad, but there is help. Presenting
the TMOS Holiday Complaint Line.
Finally, a chance for you to bitch to your heart's content on the Mike O'Mara Show at 1-888-920-MORE.
We asked the listeners what they wanted, and we listened.
Call now and let her rip. 1-888-920-6673.
It is our holiday gift to you.
The TMOS Holiday Complaint Line. Because if you ain't bitching, you ain't breathing.
Thank you. Hey, Jimmy. What a turnaround, Jim Amato. Good job. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Untuck It. It's official. The ho-ho holidays are here. And you know what that means? Gifts. Fun.
Yay!
By the way, for Christmas one year, speaking of Untuck It, I gave my brother-in-law an Untuck It shirt. Now, my brother-in-law was not a true believer in Untuck It until I got that shirt for him. And he opened it up on my little patio out here in Southwest Florida, and he loves his Untuck It shirt. And then we were back up in Maine 6 months later, and he shows me the Untuck It shirt that he is wearing. And I said, aha!
Aha!
I told you they were great products.
Aha!
Not too long, not too short, and the coolest designs on the net. I love the material and the colors, and with more than 50 fit combinations, Untuck It shirts look great on tall, slim, athletic, short, Paul, guys of all ages.
Now cut that out.
You can find your favorite Untuck It style online or check out one of their 80 brick-and-mortar stores. With Untuck It, your shirts will never look baggy, bulky, too long, or too big again. So whether you're shopping for the perfect holiday gift or just trying to craft a smart, relaxed style of your own, Untuck It is the way to go. You're going to love the way you look. I'm like stealing another line from a show. No, I'm not going to do
that. No, it's similar.
Untuckit.com. Use the code TMOS for 20% off at checkout. That's UNTUCKIT. .com and promo code TMOS for 20% off. I don't think we were talking about it on the show. We might have been having the discussion off air that I do stress out being down here with you guys up here. One of the things I was stressing about was, you know, how are we doing with the fruitcakes? And I really didn't bring it up. I just kind of lay low. Yeah. That's your thing that you guys do. And you did a great job last year. And I have full confidence you'll do it.
In fairness to you, Mike, you were asking when you're going to come up for the one of the baking weekends.
Yeah, the video shoot.
Your schedule.
Very excited about
that.
I was like,
look, man, you got a lot on your plate. I don't know if you have to come up this year. I don't know if you have to.
You know what? There's good news.
What?
There's good news.
What news?
So, I'll get to you.
Okay.
So anyway, so I'm stressing out about this, and then I see last night,
yes,
on social media, I see Rob put, the raisins are soaking. And that can mean only one thing,
yeah,
that they are about to open the factory and the Rob Spiewak fruit things.
Oh, it's happening, Mike. It's happening.
Are going to be manufactured.
Mike.
This is exciting.
A similar experience.
There it is. The official music of the fruit cake factory.
I walked into what is supposed to be our little kitchen in Georgetown.
Yes.
And I saw all these baggies full of what I thought was opium.
It's not opium.
But it's actually cinnamon. And I said, Shannon, WTF.
Lock the gates.
There's no counter space, and this has moved into our little living room. She goes, I'm in charge of the cinnamon. Leave me alone.
Yeah, what Shannon
does.
Stay
away from my cinnamon, Oscar.
Remember, when we entered into this last year, we were noobs. We had never baked at this scale before.
Noobs and
rubes. Right.
But we figured some stuff out, and what Shannon makes is what's called the spice bomb.
Mm-hmm.
So for the batch, which is actually a 10x size batch of normal fruitcakes, we cook them 10 times bigger than we do when I do at home.
Right.
She makes the spices in a huge Ziploc bag that looks like something from...
Like an opium den.
Yeah, like Midnight Express.
Yeah.
So exciting. Yeah. It's so
yesterday I was actually at our factory yesterday.
Right. Here's the factory music. Turn that up so everybody can enjoy it. Factory music. There you go. Sorry, I just love that.
That's fine.
Thank you.
All of the fruit and nuts had been delivered, but because we pay storage but not handling at the mm-hmm. factory, right, the boxes were just around.
Yes.
I did the math. Yesterday, I moved, stacked, and organized 1,400 pounds of fruit and nuts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. All by your onesies?
Oh, yeah. Do we have
the interns on? Do we have any interns on campus?
It's not that hard. I'm just moving boxes.
No.
It's not that hard.
No, and besides, they can't be trusted. I need to see it. I need to know it. I need to know what's going on.
I do like that about Rob. He will not give anyone a task he does not trust. So it's really just Rob and Shannon.
That's
all basically
it is,
right? Yeah. You know what? There are things I do delegate, but not this. This I need to know. Like yesterday, when I'm putting together the special cocktail for the raisin soak, that's something I have to do. I can't just say, hey, can you handle this? I got to do that.
Yeah, you can't outsource that.
That's right. And then when I'm doing the nut mix.
Yeah.
Mike, how's your nut mix?
You know, I'm just listening to this, and I'm thinking about the quality. And by the way, we sell these futures, so that's it. And so I have to say this to people. You know, for if you're thinking about this, there's no reason to believe we're not going to do it next year. So I just get so excited. I want to eat one when I'm hearing about all the care that's going
on. Do you have any idea how cool it is?
You're making more of your homemade fruitcakes. But it's not what I would describe, even though
it's made with care. It's made with care.
When Oscar first brought the idea of fruitcake futures to me, he said, and we'll hire someone to bake them. I said, no.
He wouldn't let me do it.
No. Because, I can't put my name on something that I literally took 10 years to perfect this recipe.
Just like Callahan Breaks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, some crazy glue sniffer. Don't want them baking your fruitcakes.
Changed the way I thought about fruitcake. It's fantastic. So you're
Remember
soaking
when you
your
were
raisins.
Yelling at us before the show, and you're like, what are you guys doing with your time? What the hell's going on down there?
You know, I don't
remember,
know what
med,
I don't know what the combination of meds you
are
took
Are you
to
feeling
sleep
any
last
guilt
night?
Right now as you hear all this detail?
Yeah, probably. Okay. Maybe just a little sass.
You're human.
But to be fair, it has nothing to do with the beginning of the show. You're driven by guilt and have been for 50 years.
I am, but I also don't know. I see you on a little box. I don't know. I'm not there. But you know what? This year, because I'm coming up, I will know exactly what's
coming
what's
up to
going on.
Exactly. You got to wash your hands.
Just enlighten me. I wrote it down because I've got the travel.
Not Hell's Kitchen.
Made.
It's Mike's Kitchen.
But the
same thing.
The travel arrangements are
you have a red eye.
The 14th and 15th is the baking weekend, isn't
well,
it?
Well, we actually will be baking both the weekend of the 7th and the 14th. We have you booked 14th. For the 14th. It's a red eye.
14th.
Yep. You're flying out of Savannah is the airport.
Oh,
we got you.
Oh, my God.
Wait, what?
Oh, I'm going to the Tampa hockey game on Saturday night.
Oh, no.
You finally got those tickets?
Oh, my God.
With little Michael?
That's so sad.
Family first, Mike.
So we're going to have to work without him.
No, we're actually getting a babysitter, and we're going up to the Capitals game with our buddy Fry.
Mm,
and we're staying
nice
at the Caps Hotel.
Are you going to the
Mons
Venus?
No, it's with my lovely bride.
Oh.
So she will not be requesting a visit there.
You're not even going to stop by, Mike, just to drop off your resume?
Hi there. Yeah. So you're so it's this weekend it begins.
Oh,
it's,
it happens.
It's, yeah. It has started.
There will
this
be
is so yes. exciting.
I'm anticipating round numbers. We should be between a quarter and a third done by the time our head hits the pillow on Saturday night.
And this is why also they are fresh, 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 fresh.
This is something we actually, you know, we baked before Vegas last year. Mm-hmm. And although the fruitcakes, they sit
they
well.
They shined.
They sit well. They don't require refrigeration. They are very, very good as they are. However, I was a little troubled that they did have 2 weeks of downtime before we shipped them. So we are baking later this year so you get them fresher.
Like, yummy, yummy, love in my tummy.
It's a bake and then shake to stamps.com, goes straight out to the actual listeners that ordered.
Did that end up the way you wanted it to start? Because I think you were wanting to start with, like, it's a bake and shake.
Yeah, but then I realized that that's a different slogan.
That would be
what
a shake and bake.
What is the most difficult part of the process?
English. Oney. The way that I talk. No, I'm sorry. It's a... Now, the most is who has the biggest car? We need someone.
SUVs.
So we have that Volvo SUV, which is a make-believe SUV.
Yeah, and I've got a make-believe Kia SUV.
Yeah, so as soon as they're done baking.
Hi, Mrs. Z.
Hi. Oh, hello. You look beautiful today. Look,
why don't you come in? Because we're talking fruitcakes, don't you know?
Who's Mrs. Z?
That's my wife, Shannon. Remember?
Oh, Zabalia.
Yeah, has Carla finally changed her last name?
Come over by Oscar so I can
Jen,
just
you
got
to come over here.
I never get a chance to.
Mike's being a pervert. Come on over.
I'm not being a pervert.
He can eyeball you.
I just wanted to say hello. I just wanted to say hello. Hi. How are you? Nice to see you.
I'm doing well. How are you? Nice to see you.
I'm great. How are you recovering from the car accident? Are you okay? Are you 100% now?
I don't know if I can talk about that on the air.
Yeah. Oh, because... something going on as far as...
There's something going on. I told Shannon I want to stop. I said, Shannon, nobody likes complaining. You just got to keep working hard and get through the holiday season.
Shut up. Yeah. Just shut up, you. All
on
right.
the advice
Welcome.
Of Greenberg and Betterman.
Bye. Okay, bye.
Hold on, Shannon,
bye.
Before you go, what would you say is the hardest part about fruitcaking?
Organizing you guys.
That's right. You guys.
Oh, snap.
Amen.
Thank you,
Shannon.
Oscar.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for everything you do. Thank you for everything you do.
You're welcome.
All right.
Yeah. Wonderful. See? Organizing you guys, Oscar, because to organize Oscar would mean he'd have to come there.
That's how you do it. Mike.
Yeah, well, I look forward to seeing everybody and get my hands dirty too.
Oh, we are gonna FaceTime you all day.
He's coming up.
I'm coming up. Why do you need to FaceTime me?
Because I have a hunch that maybe you might be in town, but you might not hit the bakery.
No, I'll just move it up to this coming weekend. That's what I'll do.
All right, we'll see you on the 7th.
I'll check for flights.
8 a.m. call.
This is what's going to happen. We're going to call his bluff, and he's going to come stomping in here like a wild buffalo, and he's going to tell us what's what. Watch.
No snacking on the ingredients.
No, don't worry about
it. They're pre-measured.
I'm keto, by the way.
Black walnuts are all keto.
Can you stop telling us you're keto? It's been 6 days. You're not really keto. Give us a month and then you're keto.
Well,
no, it's been longer.
I gained
than
almost
six.
3 pounds yesterday, and I have no idea why. I have no idea. And you know what? I
was
going to bring
this
up later.
Was it the four roast beefs you ate?
I had wings again.
Wings are good. That's keto.
But, anybody that's out there, please help me with keto beverages. I did the Powerade yesterday.
About
when I was
gravy.
I want
to
really.
He wants to lose weight.
I don't know
weight.
What happened.
Let's help him.
Well, water is
so,
probably
a guy
the best.
Said to me. Guy says to me yesterday that was on keto. He said, "Do you have lunch today?" I said, "No, I had breakfast and I'll have dinner." He said, "No. With keto, you got to keep that keto flame going. Mm-hmm. You got to have your meals. That's what I heard.
8 meals a day.
I don't know whether it's true or not. 8 meals a day.
I'm on 8 meals a day and I'm not doing keto.
You're going to love it when I do show up with flowers and all that. No,
well, make sure it's unbleached all-purpose flour.
You know what? I'm not going to come. Listeners, hear me out here. The reason I'm not coming is because Oscar would say it and Rob wouldn't say it because Rob's too nice to say it, but it's because I would stress everybody out if I was up there.
Yes.
And believe me, they've made that clear to me over the years that I stress out.
I will say this. It was first enumerated when we were rebuilding the studio in your living room, mm-hmm. and you came in and Oscar says, maybe best you leave because you're making everybody tense.
Making everybody tense.
And the thing is that wiring a studio is nothing compared to the fruitcake operation.
Oh, my God.
So you stay there.
God forbid there's a batch or a spillage.
Spillage!
When we come back, I am moving out of this small house, and we're getting another bedroom so I can have a dedicated room to the studio that I'm going to be broadcasting from. And we will discuss that, the good, the bad, and the stressed.
Okay.
Right. When we come back. Seems like everything's stressing me out.
It's the holidays.
And the Lord spoke to his people, providing them these 10 commandments. Thou shalt not worship false podcasts. Thou shalt not use the name of Mike in vain. Honor thy father and mother by buying them a TMOS bonus package. Thou shalt not kill Oscar on Facebook. Thou shalt not steal Rob's little sounds. Thou shalt not covet Mike's wife. We pray in the name of Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. Download in peace.
Dan, put down the tablets and take out the trash.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Betterment. Here's an honest question. How are you supposed to know what to do with your money? Very few of us are exposed to sound advice on how to manage your finances, and even fewer have the means to get professional financial guidance. Betterment, remember that name. It's a platform that was built to give you something radical, accessible financial advice that puts you first. Your money is probably sitting in a savings account earning you next to nothing, or maybe you have an investment account that you're not really sure what to do with. Betterment can help you make sense of what to do with your money. Investing involves risk, but you don't have to know the ins and outs of the stock market to start saving more or start investing for your future. Betterment's technology will put your money to work, choosing the stocks and strategies that are right for you, because they know you have other things to do. Betterment's platform can even provide guidance on what financial goals make sense for you. Give your money a new home with Betterment, peace of mind included. Download the Betterment app today. That's BETTERMENT for the betterment of you. And we know you are going to be happy with Betterment. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. All right, yeah, big, you know, Carla Oscar Santana is kind of going through something you have gone through with me before, which you know. So we put the house on the market.
Yes.
It's been on the market for 3 or 4 days. I got it up there, and we showed the house one time, and Carla's probably going a little bit nuts with me, because you know what it's like when we're trying to sell tickets to a show, right?
Yeah.
Stressful.
Just multiply ten times.
While you're having your house showing, are you still doing the tours for the fans, or have you postponed that?
Look, you know what? Just the dust that collected on those velvet ropes.
I know.
Was problematic, and I got tired of cleaning it. So we're not doing the tours.
This is what's great, is that Mike signed up for the golden and platinum ticket.
Right.
That by the time somebody gets that platinum ticket.
Oh, they'll
ticket,
go to the new house.
They'll go to the new home.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And he has not factored that in.
So two things. Someone's just texted me. Here.
Although, you know what? Letter of the law.
It's sold. It's
Letter of the law. We could give the platinum ticket winner, just send them to the old house, because that's all
and
we said.
And Mike there.
No, the new owner. We just said they get to go to that house.
Right. Take care of them.
Exactly. That's going to be 2020 Dirk. When we do that, right? Yeah. When we pay off that bet, that's going to be. Yeah. So that probably will be the case, because that's when we will be in the new digs. And when I talked about having you come down, and I made reference to this. Because it will be a dedicated room now to me. It's not going to be a utility room.
Yeah.
My thought was that I could finally open up to a kind of a circular situation where there would be multiple locations to have actual buddies of mine come on the show. Yeah. It's a new, there are plenty of guys that would love to do that.
Do you want to perform in the round?
I think it's going to be your judgment. It's going to be a small room. It's not going to be huge. 10 by 10? I'll take the measurements when I get a chance to, but I mean, it's not going to be massive. Yeah. It's not going to be much bigger or smaller.
Do you
want to
be on a higher platform or a riser compared to your guests?
No, I want to have the ability.
Like Johnny?
You know who does that? Stern. Stern is actually on a higher platform.
Wow.
I hate it if he's mocking me because I'm being serious right now. I want to have the options to a little bit of mobility in there, but I don't want to have myself jammed against a wall like I always am when I'm doing this.
Yeah. Right.
I would like to have a little room.
Oh, a little depth and dimension.
With a couple of chairs.
Yeah.
So if I wanted to funny to get people to come down. And you guys could come down too, and we could do the show easily. That's what
we haven't seen each other in person in 3 years.
That's not true, but it's a lovely statistic.
Yes.
What about like a round table that gave you the flexibility that you could put, you know, several mics happening there? The problem is that it's not the best use of space.
No.
We don't need the elaborate stuff that you've got down there, but I'd like to think about what we can do. A round
table is a wrong table for...
But you see, I'm basing that on the fact that he said he doesn't want to be up against a wall.
He should just get a stand-up desk. So he does the show standing up, because that'll allow...
And then we'll shorten the show to 12 minutes.
Do you know what mode he's in right now? What mode is he? You mean stand up during the show?
Yeah. You can either sit or stand. You can decide on the day. Like, you can either raise it or lower. No one's going to know that.
This guy.
What?
Yeah, this guy.
Hey, we have stand-up desks here at work.
It's difficult to deal with today.
How about this? How about we put you on a desk, but instead of a chair, we put you on a Peloton, and you can just pedal during the show.
Thank you. All right.
Well, okay, anyway. Just one.
I want to make whatever studio. Right now, you see what happens when even my son comes in here. They practically have to crawl into my lap to see
it's
with
fun.
The...
I
understand. I'm going to be doing... I'd like, you know, you talk about keeping it fresh.
Yes.
Doing things
what
different.
What about a photorealistic background? Like where it looks like you're in a different part of the world.
Like a blue screen?
Yeah, but
or a green screen or whatever color they're using nowadays.
That's too complicated. We're just saying something that he could pull down. Today, I'm in D.C.
Oh, that's
tomorrow,
great.
Tomorrow, I'm in New York.
Mike, and today I'm in front of a bookcase. This is brought to you by Olin Mills.
Okay, I don't want to talk about this anymore.
What about some neon? If we put some neon behind you.
Thank you. I just want to have more. I want to have guests. That's what I want.
Tony?
I want to have guests.
Are you going to fly down with me so we get this right?
Oh, absolutely. Especially if we're doing a standing desk.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, make sure Pony arranges his own airfare.
By the way,
that'll go well.
When you fly down, no hotel necessary, boys.
That's right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. When you fly down, no problema.
All right.
And by the time that comes, it'll be, look, I'm going to jerry-rig it for, you know, for a short period of time, but then I would eventually like to have a space where I could welcome people in and have interviews
ahead,
and that type of thing.
Thinking ahead, this space, I know you don't have the exact measurements, but is it big enough to host a hospital bed?
Thank you, Rob. I appreciate that. All of your contributions.
All we need is
double
doors.
That's it.
We can get anything in and out.
In and out, in and out.
Double doors.
Called the elephant doors.
Do you have a loading dock?
Thank you. I appreciate that, and very, very
grateful.
These
are common questions. How are we going to deliver the furniture without a loading dock?
That's true.
All I know is, the last time I moved, somebody sent us a letter, and that was that easy. They said, hey, we're looking to buy a house there, and we didn't even have it on the market, and bingo. So this is the first time we've gone through this, and it's been a very long time since I've actually had a house on the market. And, I'm driving Carla a little bit nuts,
I'm being
very nice to the people at Cornerstone First Financial.
It's supply, and demand. I looked up your neighborhood. Looked up what the
supply is.
This is going to be negative.
I had the same conversation with my sister when she moved to California before she sold the house.
Right.
I said, look, expect the worst. So when the best happens, you'll be pleasantly surprised.
All right. What in your opinion, what should be the worst for me?
The worst is going to be 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Before you sell the house.
Yeah.
The best.
That's really not the worst, you know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The best.
No, the worst would be fire and insurance fraud. That'd be bad.
Jesus, Rob. You think, you know.
No one would be hurt.
He watches the Irishman, all of a sudden he's a gangster.
Right.
Well, I mean, exactly. If we're painting in broad strokes, that would be really bad.
What about
two mice fell in a bucket of cream? One mouse came out. Why'd Mike sell his house? What are you doing there? Come on.
Today I am that mouse.
Have you marketed it on the community bulletin board?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, community bulletin board.
Like at the grocery store?
Yeah, because it's probably within his neighborhood.
No, I'm using electronic technology.
Yeah,
but within your
neighborhood, there's probably someone that wants someone to move in so they have a house in that same neighborhood. Like a
family
member.
I would think. Or a couple divorcing. It's a weird land. I made the announcement yesterday to my compatriots, and it was kind of like, peas and carrots. There wasn't a real, I've got a friend. Yeah, it doesn't work like that.
And no cheering when you announced you were moving? No one cheered?
There was happiness. there was happiness. No, one guy said, I said, I'm just getting a little nervous about this house. And my, the guy, the older kid, the mean girl, looks over me and goes, oh, 3 days. Boy, you're really stressing out, huh? See you later. But I am, because I'm me. and I won't be out of this mode until...
What is the one characteristic of the mode that drives Carla the most crazy?
Spiraling negative energy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where I'll start with one little thing, and then it'll go, then I'll go on and on and on. You guys have never experienced that.
No.
All right.
She needs a wellness check.
Yeah, could you just, I mean, Mike, I know you're busy and you got a lot of things going on, but if you could just send me a picture of Carla holding today's newspaper, that'd be great.
I don't think she's in the house.
Buy my house, please. My husband's going crazy.
She's not in the house.
She's making up appointments to leave. Well, she's like, I got an ST appointment. I'll be back at 8 p.m.
We have done a very nice job with this little domicile, and it would make somebody very, very happy. Somebody older, probably, that doesn't have children. Yeah. That's it. Or you can have a kid. I have had a kid in
What about a snowbird?
A snowbird
like Todd,
would be
like Todd perfect. Moore. Todd Moore moved to Florida. He went to the Keys.
Todd Moore would love it down here. His people down here. His people down here. Absolutely.
Computer 100%. People, you mean?
Nope. Let's take a break, and we will have more fun and more
He's
thrills.
More of a Linux guy.
News you may not need right sensitive. Here on the Mike O'Mara Show when we come back, everybody.
Oh, this is nice.
Hi, I'm Pony. Do you like bonuses?
Yes.
How about shows? Well, how about a bonus show? I know, it's unreal. The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. It's a thing, and you can buy it. So don't wait. Get it. Now. That's it. That's all.
It sickens me when he says, it's unreal.
Hey, guess who's here to talk about Zappos?
Ooh!
Santa, do you want me to bring him in?
Yeah, Santa!
Oh, my God, yeah!
Santa! 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 Santa!
Oh, 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 oh. Tis the season for internet shopping. Whoa! Ho, 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 ho. Don't be a Grinch. The solution is a cinch, Rudolph. Yes, that's the Santa I do.
Oh, you're doing the
A-hole Santa.
The Rankin Bass?
Yes.
We'll call it the Basshole Santa.
All you need to do is lean back, relax, and visit Zappos. It ain't just shoes, baby. They got it all. Oh, ho, ho, ho. All except for Robert De Niro's Sensible Irishman platform shoes. But keep checking back for them, please.
Santa, you Zappos, say baby? You just baby. Said, hey, baby.
Hey, baby, it's cold outside. Who would have expected controversy there? Zappos is celebrating 20 years of the absolute best customer service, Rudolph, and a selection that is unmatched. Thanks to over 1,000 trusted brand names, Zappos.com is able to help millions of customers create a long-lasting wardrobe.
Is Mrs. Claus
warehouse?
Is Mrs. Claus still forcing you to eat?
Yes, she is. I'm stuffing myself on keto.
Oh, that's good.
Yes, no matter what, get it at Zappos. As always, 24/7 friendly customer service and a 365-day return policy and fast free shipping. Thank you, Zappos.
Santa Claus!
You make us look good through the holidays and beyond. Oh,
wow.
Yeah, goodbye. All right, thank you. Thank you very much,
quick
Santa
question,
Claus.
Mike. Quick question.
Yes. I like A-hole Santa.
Your house that you're selling.
Yeah.
And I don't want the looky lose. I don't need people finding it. I'm just trying to help you.
Yeah.
I found it.
Yeah.
You only have one photo of your house on.
Wrong.
Do I have to be a member to see the rest of the pictures?
Got 35.
35. Are you 35. Sure about that? Because I'm looking at it right now and it's only one photo.
Hold up your phone real quick and put it back.
Okay.
Hold on.
Oscar is going to go and approach the camera.
To get his show. What's he gonna show?
Maybe picture. Is he doing shtick?
I don't know what he's doing. Yeah, that's not it. That's not it. That's not the listing.
He says it's not the listing.
Yeah, not it.
These 35 pictures, are any of them headshots of you?
Nope.
Oh, that's good.
They're different pics.
Oh, in what way?
They're the pics that rhyme with pic. All right, here.
News.
I get
weird
rhyming.
Show today.
Weird show.
The American Film Institute. Oh, where's the swoosh? The AFI We've been down there a few times in D.C. They released their annual list of the best movies and TV shows of the year, and it's only slightly less stuffy than usual. The top movies in alphabetical order are 1917. I don't know that one.
That's a World War I movie, yeah.
Okay. The Farewell. You know that one?
No, I don't know that.
The Irishman. We've certainly covered that.
That's certainly a top movie.
Jojo Rabbit. Joker. Knives Out, Rob Spiewak, which we're going to get to your review at some point.
I can't wait to talk about it.
Little Women, Marriage Story, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and Richard Jewell. I'm looking forward to that Richard Jewell movie.
How can they put Richard Jewell on it if it ain't been out yet? That's not fair.
They do that. The top shows are, TV shows, Chernobyl, yes. The Crown, Fosse / Verdon. I guess that's a...
It was a docudrama about Bob Fosse and Gwen Verdon. I remember it being on, but I didn't watch it.
Game of Thrones, Pose, Succession.
Hey!
There you go. Unbelievable, Veep, Watchmen, and When They See Us.
It didn't mention 90 Day Fiancé. That didn't make it?
No, didn't make it on the list. They also gave honorable mentions to the South Korean thriller Parasite, which I've not heard of, and the British show that's gotten so many people talking in our listener, Fleabag.
Yes.
That's another one. So
I've actually seen both seasons of Fleabag. Well, worth watching.
Got to dive back into that one. I wanted
there
to.
There are some episodes where you're like, eh.
Creepy?
But.
Unpleasant, I've heard.
Unpleasant, funny.
Unpleasant, but funny.
Is it does it share a gene with Baskets in that you watch it and you say, what did I just watch?
Okay, so this is not giving away anything.
Okay.
The fact that there's a Catholic priest that there might be an adult love interest in.
Yeah.
The guilty Catholic in me. Makes it feel weird.
Well, of course it's weird.
That she's in love with this priest.
Yeah, it's definitely edgy.
But that's my own hang-up. Other than that, a funny show.
And also, Mike, you got to get into Baskets. I'm on my third time through now, and it's a great show. You must watch it.
You know what I watched last night?
Louis Anderson kissed the Carpet King last night.
I got nothing on the docket last night. I watched Unforgiven.
Ever seen it?
I got on my Gene Hackman Jones. I watched Unforgiven and I watched Mississippi Burning.
Oh my God, Mike! Why
you could do worse than watching all Gene Hackman movies?
Mississippi
though.
Burning is not something that really says I'm going to take on the day and fight the next tomorrow.
No, but it's a great asleep. It's a great holiday film.
I was falling asleep, and I still wait to the part where Gene Hackman goes into the barbershop with the straight razor.
Yeah.
I love that scene. Justin Timberlake apologized to his wife and family. Man, for holding hands. This guy caught hell for this.
Yeah.
He apologized to his wife and family for holding another woman's hand at a bar in New Orleans, calling it, quote, a strong lapse in judgment. He added, quote, I am focused on being the best husband and father I can be. This was not that.
Well, I tell you what about him.
God.
He plays golf at a cousin of mine's country club.
Oh, cousins!
And one time, he was overheard in the clubhouse calling his wife and saying, I'm going to play 9 more. And about 45 minutes later, she came to the clubhouse from home, got in a golf cart, went and got him, and brought him back and made him go home.
Really?
She came and picked him up and delivered him home. I know who wears the golf pants in that family.
Yeah.
Could you imagine that happening? I'd be mortified. It's like your mom coming to find you.
I wouldn't let Carrie drive a golf cart.
My years of playing golf, look, it's the regular routine. You get phone calls, you get but the show up is normally not for another 9 holes. The show up is just you're supposed to be here. We have people here. You're getting home early. We're all toddlers. Men are toddlers.
No, we're not the number one pop stars in the world.
No, you see the way I handle Shannon on air and off air? That's how you run a household, people.
All right.
Exactly. Okay,
thank you. In a recent interview.
What a marvelous day Oscar's having.
In a recent interview, Billy Dee Williams said that he sees himself, we said this, as quote, feminine as well as masculine.
Yeah.
The internet decided that he was coming out as gender fluid, but that's not what he meant. In a new interview, he says, quote, I was talking about men getting in touch with the female side of themselves. I wasn't talking about sex. I wasn't talking about being gay or straight. I'm not gay by any stretch of the imagination. Not that I have anything against gay people, but personally not gay. He added, quote, What the hell is gender fluid? That's a whole new term. That sounds like an old guy, yeah. Doesn't it? That's awesome.
And you know what? I can't wait to see how he tries to pull off Lando Calrissian in the new Star Wars movie, because he was really kind of too old to do it in Empire. And that's a thousand years
ago.
They're
going to use the CGI.
Oh, he's going to look like Robert De Niro?
No. Whoever, they cheaped out on that CGI. They used the wrong house for that movie.
Let me just tell you that gender fluid is the fluid that's drying up in my body right now.
You know, I hate to bring up The Irishman for the fourth consecutive show, but I did notice last night as I tried to bang out another 40 minutes of it, he looks younger when he's sitting still. And when he's
100%.
Moving.
100%. Yeah, when he's moving, he looks like, you know. Yeah. You're good, you. According to a new study, we wake up in a bad mood 300 days a year.
What?
That's basically 5 or 6 days out of every week and 82% of the year. Here's why. One, we wake up too cold an average of 1.24 times a week. Two, we wake up too hot. I did today.
Yes.
An average of 1.74 times a week. Three, some loud noise wakes us up 1.38 times per week. Four, a bad or strange dream wakes us up 1.4 times a week. That adds up to 5.76 nights a week, or 300 bad wake-ups a year. Makes sense.
Yeah, I guess.
Everybody probably is like that.
But does anybody ever wake up and say, I'm in a bad mood?
Every day.
I've never heard anybody say that.
Good morning. Shut up.
Shut up.
You shut up. By now, you've heard that Willie Nelson has quit smoking weed.
Yes.
Because his lungs just can't take it. He talked about it in an interview last week. Quote, I'm amused. My lungs quite a bit. So breathing is more difficult these days. And I have to be careful. I've mistreated myself since I was this big and started out smoking cedar bark. And went from that to cigarettes. That almost killed me. Mm. He added, quote, I don't smoke anymore. I take better care of myself today than I did then. It's interesting. Poor old Willie. You know, his lungs giving out a little bit after all those years of weed.
And he's closing in on 90, isn't he?
Yeah, but he's giving up at the right time because you've got this world of edibles just waiting for him.
That's right.
Oh, that's right, edibles.
Yeah, and now he can focus on his modeling.
Do you think he does edibles?
Of course he does.
I would say 100%.
Yeah.
I completely forgot about edibles. Yeah. That's wonderful.
You just can't smoke.
And right. Now a little something. There's a 51-year-old guy. His name is Douglas Christopher. He's in Belpre, Ohio, and he has the words pothead tattooed on his forehead near his hairline.
Mm.
And there's more. He also had a giant green marijuana leaf tattooed in the middle of his forehead. And instead of eyebrows, he has two joints tattooed in the place of his eyebrows. Also, he's a terrible human being. He was convicted of sexual battery in 2010, and he did 3.5 years in prison. He's now a registered sex offender and has to check in with the police every 90 days, but he missed his last check-in. So the cops are asking for the public's help in tracking him down, which will be a little tough, said absolutely no one ever. Thank you. Thank you very much. So, yeah, look for the guy. I'm a pothead. And joints for eyebrows and a marijuana leaf in his forehead.
I haven't seen him.
Got no idea. Anyway, we'll take a break and come back with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike. Hey, it's Angie, and all this month on the Oh My Gosh Show, holiday hacks and tips for a stress-free season. We're going to save you money, mental health, and so much time, you won't ever miss your flight again. Subscribe to the Oh My Gosh Show now on YouTube or Apple Podcasts.
Oh, sorry, I was trying to do the baseline, but there's a 2-second, 3-second delay.
That's Vince Guaraldi. That's one of the obscure cuts from A Charlie Brown Christmas. Love it.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. KiwiCo, fantastic company. Love it during the holidays. It's great. You think of food during the holidays, family quality time. Boxes.
Boxes, huh?
Nice box coming. Present. We all love a good subscription box, and a KiwiCo subscription box makes the perfect holiday gift any kid will love. Empower them. Can I read this the way it's written?
Please.
Yeah. And a KiwiCo subscription box makes the perfect holiday gift any kid. Empower them.
Or any kid.
Or any kid.
Or any kid.
Funny, isn't it?
It is.
KiwiCo creates cool projects for kids to make learning about STEAM fun. STEAM equals science, technology, engineering, art, and math. you know, you got fruitcakes to make. I'm giving you, I'm cutting you a slack.
You mustn't ever, Mike. Ride me harder than ever.
Designed.
Make me weep.
Designed by experts and tested by kids. Holiday gift any kid.
Any kid, holiday kid.
Michael absolutely loves his, and he gets a new box every month. This holiday, give the gift of hands-on learning to our future. KiwiCo is a convenient, affordable way to encourage your children to be anything they want to be. No commitment, cancel any time, and monthly options start at only $16.95 per month, including shipping. For my listeners, go to KiwiCo.com/TMOS to get your first month free. Every day counts when it comes to making a difference, so don't miss out on this amazing opportunity. Again, go to KiwiCo.com/TMOS and get your first month free. That's KiwiCo.com/TMOS. Any kid. Let's open up the audio vault right now with Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
I dropped the ball yesterday. I did not have a parody record for you. Today, I do have a parody record for you.
Oh, let me get the ordinance. All right, it's over on the side of the road.
The worst I've ever heard because it makes no sense. Okay. But it does feature a voice you just did.
Ready, go.
Ready, Santa.
Rudolph the pansexual reindeer loved himself some Miley Cyrus. It used to be he only dated reindeer. Now he loves all the animals in the forest.
I didn't think that would make it to the end. No, it's horrible.
It's just because it's so bad. It's funny.
And I mean, the syllables don't even track.
I know it's terribly done. That's, yeah. But I'd rather have terribly done than sort of good. You know what I mean?
May I make a request this season for the holidays?
You may not.
Okay.
Mike, we'd mentioned the Ring doorbell earlier in the show today, a proud sponsor of the show. I love this. I can't imagine being away from my kids, especially when they were little, at this time of year. So what this is a guy in Minnesota. Well, his kids are in Minnesota. He's serving in the Middle East. Every day when they come home, they go to the Ring doorbell and send a message to their dad, and he gets it on his cell phone in the military in the Middle East. Check this out. This is so cute.
Hi, Daddy. I miss you so much. I always miss you too, Daddy. Because everybody wants to know how you to come back. Bye, Daddy. I'm going to go to school to learn a lot. Dada, I love you so much.
Hi, Dad. I got a new haircut. And I graduated from riding my bike now. All I need for help is to push, then I'm all going by myself. There's no training wheels, Dad. How cool is that? Come on. I love you.
Hit you up.
Bye, Dad.
The only bad thing about it.
That gets me a little verklempt when I hear that. I'm a sucker for those.
They had to punish the kids because they were stealing the Amazon packages from the porch.
Yep, that's the sad thing.
That is. It's that the good, the bad.
They're the littlest porch pirates around.
Oh, let's give full disclosure. That wasn't even their real house.
And certainly not their
Didn't
real
they
dad.
They seem needy.
Yeah, they did. A little bit. Yeah, training wheels, big deal, Squirt.
We're going to hell. We're monsters.
But anyway, I love that. And I think that that's something about the Ring doorbell I never thought about.
I would get a fax from my father. Hello, son. I hope you're doing
all
well.
All curled up.
Yes.
Bend of the roll.
Yeah, be on the floor because it fell off.
Been out so long it turned mostly gray. Yeah. I hated faxes.
Be good for your mother. Goodbye.
If you ever wanted to go to like witness protection, just to go into the absolute no man's zone, fax something to WJFK in the day. Because there would be stacks of curled up paper for miles.
I bet you Maddie doesn't know what a fax is.
Have you ever sent a fax, Maddie?
I have, actually.
You have?
Yes. Oh, la, la, la.
To who?
A renaissance. I don't know. When I was in, I worked at an internship in high school. So
I remember the fax. It was, Dad, are you still mayor? Love, Maddie.
Hey, stop that. You know what? I think it's great that she knows what a fax is. A ta-da for Maddie, please. Thank you.
Mike, are you still mostly flying Air New Zealand?
I love Air New Zealand. Yes. Oh, man, it's fantastic. They have all their snacks are kiwi fruit.
They have actually, funny you bring up snacks, they serve a lot of coffee. Mm-hmm. And to preserve the environment, they made an introduction this week. They're now serving coffee in edible coffee cups.
Mm.
Edible, cup, you can eat the cup after you drink the coffee.
So here at the Air New Zealand Regional Lounge, we serve about 600 coffees on any given morning. So having something fun and sustainable like a edible coffee cup, amazing.
It's not only retaining its warmth, but I can eat this when I'm finished with my coffee. How fantastic.
I thought it was very pleasant. Yeah, it was a nice way to finish the coffee.
Yum. Maybe a little bit more nutmeg and cinnamon.
Can you pause it for a second?
It's over
now. Pause it for a second. Flavor?
please. Yeah. If you're promoting something, you idiot. Can like you mention what it tastes like, please?
Gingerbread. Here's the payoff. It's vanilla with a little cinnamon, a little nutmeg. But to quote,
is it like a cookie?
A little bit. And I got a good look at it. I can't imagine that. How it doesn't. You have to probably drink your coffee really fast. But to quote Mitch Hedberg, any coffee cup is edible if you take enough time. Have you started buying toys for Michael?
Not yet.
Okay. The hot new toy this year, everyone's talking about Baby Yoda. That's not a big deal. What's that show, The Mandalorian?
Yes.
Yeah. That's not my big deal. What I like, Mike,
I think you would love it, by the way.
Is called the Fart Launcher.
Oh.
Where it is a gun-shaped apparatus that shoots organic fart-simulated smells a distance of 10 feet. It's non-staining. And it will not linger in your clothes. Mike, it's the Fart Launcher.
Butt heads! Your heads are butts!
Introducing the Fart Launcher 3000.
Wreak havoc
by launching real fart smells. Load the canister, pull back, and let her rip. Oh, this can really clear a room. New from Wowie.
Mike, they're stink bombs.
Real?
Yeah, well, that's a real product.
They're stink bombs we had when we were kids.
But yeah. As you shoot it,
yeah.
But it's directional, so it goes about 10 feet.
Okay. I'm not sure that'll be in our house. That's for sure.
Well, don't let them know about it.
Well, they don't need it in my house.
It sounded like a Charlie Harrigan bit, you know, where I was just like, forgot that I was doing a radio show for a second. You know? No, thank you.
That was so funny, Mike.
No, please no. Thank you.
Well, in my house, we don't need that option. It comes standard.
Oh.
Mike, I want to play you the sound of a bulldog. Why do dogs love snow so bad? Dogs love snow.
It's new to them.
This is a bulldog. This is the snow is stacked up on either side of a sidewalk. Pretty good snow, probably 18 inches on each side. And the bulldog just keeps running his face and plowing his head into the snow. I bet if you had that bulldog, you wouldn't need a fart launcher.
No, he'll throw his 10 feet, that's for sure.
And Oscar, he arrived today via Uber.
Yes.
And here's an interesting piece of Uber trivia to close with.
Uber just listed the Empire State Building as their number one tourist destination. The second most popular destination across a busy street from where you asked them to pick you up.
That's your magic audio
so
ball.
True.
Have a good Thursday, everybody.
Absolutely. Good luck with the fruitcakes and the raisin soaking and all
soaking
that wonderful stuff.
It.
Don't forget, this is the time of year we ask you to support the bonus shows. Pick up a bonus show for a holiday gift for somebody. Maybe somebody that's never even listened to the show.
It's a great
gift. You've got to try it. What better way to force feed it on your friends than to say, listen to this, I bought it for you. That'd be wonderful.
And you know,
it?
When you buy it, you get the entire back catalog. Yeah. They can hear every bonus show.
Absolutely. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara is saying happy holidays, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show is made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
All right, everybody upstairs, get dressed. We are going out to eat.
Oh, fudge.